Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Would you call that a slippery slope? I mean, I know we talked last time that there's sort of a genetic tendency or maybe makeup towards someone who might, who can diet and come through it without ending up in this pit of despair.
Right.
But if you have that genetic makeup, is it kind of flirting with the edge the more you give in to that kind of managing your life through your diet?
Yes. And actually, I was just talking with patients recently about this of, it's a very frustrating feeling to be like, why can't I diet? Everyone in this, you know, our society diets, but I genetically, whatever it is, am made up different. And for me, it became a drug for me. So it could have been anything. It could have been drugs, alcohol. I was using it to cope, but for my makeup, I couldn't stop. And oftentimes when I work with alcoholics, they will say, you know, why is it that they can have one drink and I can't? But there's just something different about me versus somebody else who can stop when they diet. So I always like to say, you know, you have to remember that there's a genetic component, but there's also, for it to take hold, for an eating disorder to take hold, you have to have the genetic predisposition to addictive behavior. You have to have an overwhelming environment. So college oftentimes tends to be a pretty overwhelming environment. And then an overwhelming set of emotional circumstances. I was going through a lot of emotional stuff with my family, with my body, with my own journey in life. And that just pulled the trigger and the floodgates opened and I couldn't stop without help.
And so initially you were high producing really in college.
Yeah.
So you
always
felt like you couldn't be enough, but you were more than enough from the outside looking in because you're a high achiever, very competent.
Yeah.
For a while you were looking good because you're running and you're losing weight and your friends maybe and even guys noticed.
Right.
But there's a point where you crossed over and it was dangerous. And I've heard this from others who've been, you know, through the valley of anorexia, saying the initial thought is you're just jealous because I'm losing all this weight and it's your own private world that you can control. Is that how it's felt?
Absolutely. And denial with a big old capital D. Mm. You know, I was president of my sorority. I was in plays. I was making straight A's. I was performing. And people would say to me, you know, how do you do that? You have so much self-control. And then the line started crossing to where I didn't start to look healthy anymore. And then people started to stare and started to say, we're very concerned about you. And I kept thinking, they're just jealous, which that was my disease really taking over. I had no idea.
Because they were starting to be concerned.
Yes.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.